Too many gadgets. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Too many gadgets. Is our life filled with too many gadgets? Was it simpler years ago when we had less gadgets? Well, our life will always be a life of gadgets. And gadgets are little things that make life easier. Gadgets are little things that take our creativity and sparkle them into many beautiful ways. Gadgets are things that make us sort of have a lot of fun. We certainly like the gadget of television. We like the gadget of the video camera and the ordinary camera. We like the gadget of this kitchen and all of its utensils. The refrigerator is certainly a very desirable gadget. The stove is a gadget. The car, too, is a gadget. And then in the car, we have gadgets galore. We have a radio. We have seats. We have seat cushions. We have speedometer. We have devices that tell us whether the car is running smoothly or not, or whether the oil needs to be changed, or many other wonderful gadgets. Our world is just filled with gadgets, and we love it. We wouldn't change that for anything in the world. Every time we turn around, we're thinking of new gadgets, of new ways to express gadgets, to live gadgets, to be gadgets, because gadgets are just kind of fun. Now, do we have too many gadgets? Well, science tells us that the more active our minds can be, the more we can make our minds active, the brighter our minds are, the more alert our minds are, the longer living our minds are, and along with that, we have a gadget with our mind, and that's called our body. Yes, our body is a gadget too. Our minds exist and exist eternally, and our bodies are a temporary car that we purchase or utilize to take us around and carry out the activities, the thoughts in our mind. If our mind didn't create our body this way, it would have created some sort of a vehicle another way, because our mind is always creating something to carry out its thoughts, its ideas, and its dreams. And these ideas and dreams and so forth are carried out by gadgets. Now, just for instance, since we are all on healing aspects so many times, think about the gadget of the body. Now, the gadget of the body has certain parameters to it and certain requirements of it that if you don't use it, you lose it. If you do not use certain aspects of your body, they atrophy, they go stale on you and are not available anymore. How can we fully utilize our body to its most magnificent fullness? How can we fully utilize our body, our gadget? And we fully utilize our body by not saying we have too many gadgets. We have eyes, ears, nose, legs, hands, feet. We have all the things that are delight to us that carry on our gadget. In our car, we have wheels and we have engines, we have gas and we have windshields, we have steering wheels, we have all these things. And those are just gadgets. Now, would our car be as desirable if it had no wheels, if it had less gadgets in various areas? Well, according to our thinking today, no. Actually, our mind doesn't need anything to carry it around. It carries itself around, and it exists eternally whether our body is here or not. But now we've chosen to have a body. And that body is designed so that it can live eternally. It's just a plain old gadget that will live eternally when we take care of it, when we give it a reason to live, when we delight in its existence. And we delight in its existence just as we do in our gadgets by keeping them polished. We polish our body. We polish our body not so much with a cloth or with a cleaning fluid. We polish our body with our thoughts. And we think our thoughts that our body is whole and perfect, that our body is wonderful, that our body is beautiful, our body is a good body, because we created it, and we created it wonderful. Now, in creating gadgets and cars, they say they create an obsolescence into it so that it will wear out or so that you'll have to buy later models as they come along. Well, now, in truth, have you seen a later model of a body? Have you seen a later model of a human body? Or is the human body rather good? Now, we might say we want to trade in our human body for a fresh one, or a new one, or a young one. Well, why not just have it be fresh, new, and young? Because it's a very facile, very volatile body. It can be in any shape, form we wish, almost. It can be in any condition that we like. And we can keep this body, this gadget, in perfect shape by doing the things that are necessary to do. And the number one thing necessary for a perfect body is perfect thought. And it's a gadget that is replaceable. We jump into bodies and out of bodies and dimensions and outer dimensions, and there's no reason that we can't keep our body with us. We looked at the spiritual body of the Master Jesus, and it was just like the body the other people had, although it was more perfect and more beautiful, but no one really recognized it because it was so pure and so wonderful and so beautiful that everyone just saw him in their own light of their own developing awareness. Can we have a spiritually illumined body? Can we have a spiritually illumined gadget? This gadget we call our body. And the answer is yes. And all it takes is just every single moment any thought comes into our mind that says that we're less than perfect, we immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. Every time an ache or pain comes into this body, we say, I'm whole and perfect. Everything is in divine order. Everything is perfect. Everything is beautiful. And as we condition ourselves to that attitude, as we condition ourselves to realize that every time the gadget battery gets a little low, we put a fresh battery in it, or we recharge it. Now, that's even a better idea, because we don't have to put a fresh battery in our body, which is perhaps a new body. We just recharge the old one. Now, how do we recharge it? Now, there's a good thought. We recharge our batteries, we recharge our body by our thought, by our positive thinking, by our ideas that we are beautiful, remarkable, outstanding, oh, such fantastic beings that we are unbelievable. We are unbelievable. Our body is a gadget that is outstanding. It is rechargeable, it is conditionable, and we have at our fingertips, if you want to say that, we have at our mental tips the very ability to charge our batteries at any time, wherever we are. We don't need food, water, air, or any of these things. The recharging is done by thought alone. All the things that are beneficial to our body, we create around our body and with our body. And sometimes we have fun creating other things, creating challenges. And these challenges are fun too, and we create them just because it's a delight. But that's why we create these gadgets. We create gadgets of light bulbs. We create gadgets of electric lamps. We create gadgets of radios and television. We create gadgets of such a variety of things. And they all are supposed to do the very things that our body and our mind does all the time. Our mind sees motion pictures all the time. When you close your eyes, you go to sleep at night, or when you think a thought, you're thinking motion pictures. Our body takes photographs constantly. Our body is a beautiful camera. Our body is a beautiful vehicle. It takes us where we want to go. And our mind takes us where we want to go without our body. Mentally, we can travel the universe and see the universe and know exactly what's going on in the universe at any point in time, even though there is no point in time. But we can be anywhere because our body is the absolute gadget of gadgets. It is the allness of allness, and it is wonderful. You know, it maybe is time for us to start recognizing that our body is something pretty terrific. And our body does some pretty wonderful things, and our body is something that we really should delight in more. And would we say that our body has too many gadgets with its ability to do all the things it does? Well, outwardly we are seeking to create a world around us which has physical gadgets that do the things that our mental gadgets do. And soon we'll come to the point of realizing that what a waste of time to take an inferior outward gadget when a superior inward gadget can do it all. Oh yeah. We can tell the story again and again and again. And one day, perhaps, we'll listen to our own story. And one day, perhaps, we'll be that outstanding gadget that is too many gadgets all in one. And the all-in-one gadget is our mind. And it's ready to give us anything we want to have, be anything we want to be, and express anything we want to express. So, we can turn our attention now more to our body, more to our physical self, which lives in this mental self, and learn to use the mental self more completely, more wonderfully, more perfectly. Let's try that today and have fun doing it, okay? I love you. I love you. I love you.